to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Whew! 1 hour down, one more to go. The Fantasy Football Frenzy, sponsored by DX Racer, comes your way next.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Yeah, the frenzy about to start already. Just got here.
Of course, like, I haven't had time to do a run.
Yeah,
down.
I haven't changed.
What the hell are you talking about?
I didn't even have a cigarette break.
Yeah, no cigarettes, no rundown. The frenzy is going to be something else. These two guys will kind of converge in the middle. I'll bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, and we'll get it going in just about an hour from now. A lot of Kareem Hunt talk there that hour. We'll take your calls over to the phone lines in just a moment at 844-843-6879 to get those things lined up. And I was just telling Matt during the break, I was going to seriously consider benching Kareem Hunt this week in the league that I have the most points in the league, but because of unluckiness, I am not fighting for playoffs. I'm in the playoffs, but like, it's all about seeding, and we're going to have to talk about this later this week also, because I have the most points in the league right now. I'm the 3 seed. I don't know if I want to be the 3 seed. I want to be in 4 or 5 spot also.
Are you willing to tank?
I'm not willing to tank.
I don't like doing that because you never know. You don't know how it's going to work out. You might say, I want to play, like you said, you want to be seed 3 and play 4. And 4 may have a great week that week. You know, just may play out.
But don't you owe it to yourself to put yourself in the best position to win going forward? Like, we stash all these dudes, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I think the 4-5 road gives me a better shot than the other road.
Well, I got to ask. Well, let's back it up a second.
Yeah.
You're in the playoffs in this league.
Yeah.
Okay. So, why wouldn't you start Kareem Hunt? Who's your option to bench him? That's what I want to
hear. So, we can get into the other conversation in a little bit. But the option would have been, and this is a Michael Crabtree conversation I want to have in just a second, but the option would have been playing Crabtree this week, assuming he played, and then playing Kenyon Drake over Kareem Hunt, because Kenyon Drake obviously is going to be the man without Damian Williams, and then his backup, Sonoris Perry, is concussed.
I just don't get why. I know last week was terrible, but there's no way in hell. And I got Kenyon Drake on a couple of teams. I think he's a good runner. No way in hell I'm putting Kenyon Drake over Kareem Hunt. Just ain't happening. He caught a passing touchdown. But, I mean, I think you guys broke Kenyon Drake down very well yesterday on Best Friends Forever. If you want to go download that, Frankie Stanfield has some good nuggets along with
EY had some good nuggets on Kenyon Drake as well.
EY's been on point this year.
Yeah, EY's actually had a good year.
I'm probably going to end up in the flex. I'm probably going to end up playing. I would have had a bye. But guess why I'm not going to have a bye, Greg?
Same.
Andy Dan Reed.
Same.
Why I'm not going to have a bye?
Same.
So it's going to end up playing EY in the first round.
Andy Reed the reason you were 7-0?
Yeah, he was. But now he became Andy Reed. When is he going to go back to being, get a ball to this dude? Just give him the ball, Andy Reid, and get out the way. This team is not scoring. They're not even scoring points right now. That they couldn't score against the Giants, a team that had quit. The Giants quit.
I understand.
And the Chiefs couldn't score against them. Correct. The Chiefs quit, too.
844-843-6879. Let's open those phone lines back up. When we come back, how do you replace Michael Crabtree? We discuss that. And that affects the fantasy as well. What do you do? We'll try to figure it out next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
As much as we want to complain about Kareem Hunt, and you can, understandably so, even Matt agrees you can complain all you want. Kareem Hunt's going to play on Sunday against the New York Jets. Michael Crabtree isn't. Michael Crabtree come down by former Eagle, actually, John Runyon, who had his own issues with discipline in the league. But John Runyon laid down the law that against the New York Giants this week, Michael Crabtree will not play, and it won't just be this week. Michael Crabtree will also not play against Kansas City a week later. We know Kansas City, how many points they've let up in recent weeks. As of now, Michael Crabtree and Aqib Talib have both been suspended for 2 games for their fight over the weekend. The reason why John Runyon went in this direction is basically because from the outset, the first time the Raiders got the ball, Michael Crabtree punched Chris Harris in the gut. He then blocked Aqib Talib, like, to the sidewalk, continued punching, got up,
yeah,
continued punching. Even when the fight de-escalated, Crabtree kept going. Aqib Talib, along the same lines, did the same. You heard that Crabtree, like, taped his necklace to himself. Talib pulled it off anyway.
Yeah.
Both these guys suspended for 2 games. Both are appealing. We should hear more about that today or tomorrow.
Did we see what A.J. Green did to in that game? I mean, A.J. Green pretty much was like choking the life
sure.
out of an opposing player.
Sure.
And was ejected.
Yep.
But did not get suspended.
No.
So I don't understand how you can do that with A.J. Green. I know. Crabtree went crazy and all that. In my opinion, it was justified.
Yep.
You know, so he was out of the game very early.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm going to look at what happened a couple of weeks back, I don't see how he gets 2 games.
I think what it is Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Green, that was kind of in the mix of the two of them playing football. So they had a beef on the football field with pushing and shoving, and A.J. Green was like, I'm going to beat this kid ass. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas this situation right here
is personal,
and it's outside of football. This is some more street, and the NFL wants to protect that shield. They don't want that kind of activity going on. You feel what I'm saying? And this is the type of thing right here with Crab and Aqib Talib. Like, this is the kind of thing that can spill over after the game, and you can have a situation where they back in the locker room area or back in the tunnel and something like that. That's the type of stuff where this is a little too street for the NFL. So that's why I was like, I think they are going to suspend these cats, and I think 2 games was what I was thinking.
Well, let me be clear. I think a lot of it is because Jalen Ramsey and AJ Green was contained. It was the two guys going at it,
yeah,
and everybody pulled them apart. This was not contained. This was escalated by these two guys. The two teams went at it. It started again, stopped, started again, and it was continually escalated. Now, with this appeal, maybe it gets cut in half. I don't think we're going to all of a sudden just see the suspension for either man wiped away. I think they're absolutely going to miss this week. Maybe they won't miss next week. Maybe that'll get appealed down. But they're not going to play this week, which, for us, trying to make the playoffs is an issue. And next week, listen, Corey, I know you need it, right? Like, Michael Crabtree is on all your teams.
Three of these damn teams.
And in week 13. In week 14, that's the playoffs. He's going to miss the first round of the playoffs.
So now you got to look at a situation where Michael Crabtree misses a week 14 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. You feel what I'm saying? That's a tough call right there, because this is a team where you can go off against Kansas City. So it's going to be tough sledding, but you know what? What can we do about it now?
Well,
as fantasy owners, this is what we got to deal with. We got to deal with Andy Reid, and we got to deal with these players fighting. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, there's an answer to that question, right? What can we do about it now? Okay, let's talk about Michael Crabtree. Michael Crabtree, the wide receiver on the other side of him is Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper was hurt very badly this past weekend. A serious concussion. Jack Del Rio says, listen, he's fine. He's concussed, but in general, he's fine, which is a great thing. He's got a little sprained ankle. He's concussed, but ultimately, he's going to be fine. We saw it Davante Adams. I don't think Amari Cooper plays this week. I don't think it's going out on a limb and saying he doesn't play this week. Give him a week. If he doesn't play the starting wide receivers against a New York Giants team that has nobody, that has decimated. Janoris Jenkins isn't going to play this week. They're going to start Eli friggin' Apple again. Right? I mean, they are decimated. Your starting wide receivers for the Oakland Raiders are Cordarrelle Patterson and the architect, Seth Roberts. I have to ask the question. Waivers run for people tonight. Matt Modica, are you picking up Cordarrelle Patterson and or Seth Roberts? And forget picking them up, because I don't really care. You got your bench, blah, 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 blah. Are you going to start another one of these guys this week?
Probably not. I don't see where I'm starting either one of these guys. My replacement in the league where we have Crabtree right now is Dontrelle Inman. He's facing off against San Francisco. Am I excited about that? Do I feel good about it? No. But it's, you know, week 13. I got to put Jordy Nelson in a lineup this week. You know, cause,
well, okay, let's use that. Would you rather start Jordy Nelson, Corey, or would you rather start Cordarrelle Patterson?
I'm going to start Cordarrelle Patterson over Jordy Nelson. I'd rather go that route. There are situations. Listen, I'm trying to. Patterson is the guy I'm putting as my first option. I'll take Seth Roberts as my second option. It's not like this passing game is great anyway. You feel what I'm saying? We've seen situations where both of these guys are duds, and Derek. And what's this is the Derek one that's playing now, right?
This is Derek, yes.
This is Derek now, right? It's not like Derek has been this fantasy breakout star we thought he was going to be. This season, I think this team is still a year away, and I think they had some issues this year that they had to deal with that's off the field stuff too. So I look at it that way. When it comes to my situation with Crabtree, that son of a gun, let me tell you what I got him right now. He's not on this team right here. I got to go to the next team and I'll let you know. So here's my situation with Michael Crabtree that I have to deal with this week right here in week number 13 as I'm chasing down the bag and I got to deal with all this foolishness. Michael Crabtree. This is a Michael Crabtree team. It's the same team that got Corey Davis on it too. We'll get into that another time because I'm sick of his ass too. Now, Michael Crabtree, I can put Danny Amendola or Ted Ginn Jr. in there. I will play either one of those guys over Cordarrelle Patterson.
You know, if you got to go to the waiver wire, a guy I'm going to look at is Zay Jones.
Yeah,
you know, I like that. Calvin Benjamin. The torn meniscus. Zay Jones is getting the targets. We saw him make a hell of a catch on the side of the end zone this past week. So he's another guy I'm going to look at. It's pretty much matchup based. I know this past week he saw a lot of targets because of the situation that he was in. But D.D. Westbrook against the Colts. I mean, he did get a ton of targets. I know Marcus Lee. He had Peterson, so that was the reason why. And it's still Blake Bortles. I mean, I think Blake Bortles had three passes completed over 5 yards, so that's not saying much. But DeeDee Westbrook has gotten the targets. There's an opening there. It's against an Indianapolis team that right now, secondary is depleted. The only good players they had are either injured, out, whatever. So, and this is a team that Though they stuffed the run, you could have passed on them last week, but Mariota has just played terrible. So, I mean, those are other options, too, that you have to consider. Zay Jones would be my number one a priority.
I like the Zay Jones call. I think that's a good look this week. He's been, I think it was, something like 13 targets, something like that, in the last couple of weeks. So he's a guy that they're starting to look to, and I think those targets will start to connect. So if you're going to the waiver wire, I would prefer Zay Jones over these candidates that you have in Oakland. But these guys in Oakland are going to get, you know, they're going to get opportunities. They're going to get targets. I would take Patterson. I think Patterson is the more dynamic talent. You got to look at they play. Who they play this week?
Well, what do you think?
They play the bum ass Giants, yeah, right?
What do you think about? I mean, Jared Cook. He's got to be somebody.
Oh, Jared Cook. I love
Giants,
him this week.
Jared Cook is amazing this week.
But this is Jared Cook though. Yeah. This is Jared Cook though. This is the week that you get
to run to the woods.
Yeah. This is the week that Bigfoot is going to run into the woods. You're right, man. This one, you week 13, counting on him the most in a great matchup. Jared Cook is setting y'all ass up for a donut this week.
So, but if that's the case, which it probably is. Realistically, they're going to throw the ball against the Giants. They're going to. You can talk about Zay Jones. You can talk about D.D. Westbrook. You can talk about whoever. Somebody's going to catch the football for the Raiders. Somebody is going to do it.
I like it to be Cordarrelle Patterson. I think he's the guy with the talent. I think he's the guy with the pedigree. You look at the New York Giants pass defense these past couple of weeks. You look at the plays, the completions are over 40 yards so far on the season for the New York Giants. They've given up 9 plays over 40 yards. They're giving up 42 receptions over 20 yards. That's Cordarrelle Patterson game.
Patterson led the Raiders, outside of Jared Cook, led the Raiders wide receivers in targets with 4 this past week. Seth Roberts had 3. Johnny Holton had 2. Those are the wide receivers in Oakland.
I'm not playing a dude named Johnny Holton.
Yeah, is it just too tough to look? Patterson has the upside. He can get the run. They like to run the ball with him.
Yes, they do.
Have some trickery there. Seth Roberts catches touchdowns. So
that's true too. You make a good point with that one right there.
I really don't know who's going to do it. So you're pretty much flipping a coin on that. If I had to start anybody, if I could start Jared Cook, I'm going to go the Jared Cook route. Otherwise, I'm going to look at guys like Dontrell Inman, Zay Jones, you know, somebody like that to acquire to play.
I like the Zay Jones call.
You like the Zay Jones call. Are you gonna pick, so are you picking up Zay Jones and starting him this week against the Patriots?
I've got to like that game script.
If he's available, I'm looking into it.
Okay. 844-843-6879. Let us know how you're replacing Michael Crabtree. We'll discuss that on the phone lines when we come back.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Playing DFS, then make sure you check out Fantasy Factor. It is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls every week. It's free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. Let's go back to the phone lines, figure out how you're replacing Michael Crabtree at 844-843-6879. Let's go to Adam here in New York. What's going on, Adam?
Morning, Adam.
How you doing, Corey? I'm calling to talk to you specifically.
Oh, let's do it. How you doing, Adam? How can I help you, Adam?
I'm doing well. I'm just a little upset. You know, you're out here touting yourself as the fantasy executive.
That's me, Adam. I'm not touting myself as that, Adam. I have a following of people that tout me as the fantasy executive. Also, how can I help you, Adam?
Matt Forte or Kareem Hunt. I mean, you sound like a fantasy executive assistant.
Hey, let me tell you, Adam, before you get carried away, the last 6 weeks, who has more fantasy points in a point per reception, Matt Forte or Kareem Hunt, Adam?
I don't know. You told me.
No, Matt Forte, Adam. I'm not making it up. The action is going down on the field, Adam. So what are you talking about? How is that incorrect to say that when player A is outproducing player B?
Because you're just looking at it in a vacuum.
I'm looking at Andy Reid shovel passes. I'm looking at Andy Reid shovel passes in a vacuum, Adam. And I'm sick of it.
We got Matt Forte in a 3-day timeshare with Elijah Maguire and Bilal Powell.
Who gets to work?
For 10 times for... I don't know. He just rushed 10 times for 26 yards. What's the snap count?
Kareem Hunt had a game where he ran this week. What did he run? 9 times for 18 yards, 1.8 yards a carry. It's the last thing I saw from him. You know what I'm saying? So when you come for the fantasy executive, you got to make sure you come correct, Adam, because, you know, this is I don't want to embarrass you on the radio.
I can tell you this. When it comes to the snap count for the Jets, Matt Forte had 29 snaps compared to Bilal Powell's 23. Elijah Maguire had 18.
Buffalo Bills giving up 150-something yards a game to opposing rushing attacks. Kareem Hunt and Andy Reid just had 11 carries for 17 yards. This weekend. That happened on Sunday, day before yesterday. 48 hours ago that happened, Adam.
I guess that's it for Adam.
It's okay. Why would you come for me? You see I'm fired up this morning. Why would you come for me?
Called you the fantasy executive's assistant.
I love when the fantasy executive's fired up. It's my favorite.
Hey, Adam.
I only call just to get you more fired up.
I see that, Adam. I'm not going to start Matt Forte over Kareem. Full disclosure, Adam. But I'm glad we have a good time this morning.
There you go. 844-843-6879. Let's hit up Cliff in Boston. What's up, Cliff?
What up, Cliff?
What's going on, guys? I got a big question for you, man. Last game of the regular season.
The finale.
Time for first place. I'm 8-4 right now, okay? I need, like, a premier maximum matchup. I got a big question for you, right? So I'm not 100% certain how Devontae Freeman is looking right now. You feel like I should roll him out for this week, or should I hit the waiver wire, maybe pick up like a Jacquizz, Rodgers, someone like that?
I don't know if I want to dig that deep.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I really don't want to play Devonta Freeman this week coming off of the
concussion. If he plays.
But if he plays, I'm playing him. There's no way I'm playing Jacksonville's Rodgers over him. Even if Rodgers looks like he's going to be the starter and everything, I'm going to assume the goal line work is going to go back to Peyton Barber and stuff like that. And this is a Bucs team that, you know, I want the receivers on that team. That's really it. You know, give me Evans and D-Jax and stuff like that. But if Devonta Freeman plays, most likely he's in my lineup, unless I have, you know, some stacked running back team.
Atlanta's playing good ball right now. They got the victories over Dallas, Seattle, and Tampa. They got a big-time matchup with Minnesota this weekend in their spot. I don't think he plays this weekend. I think you see him for that stretch run with New Orleans, Tampa, New Orleans, and Carolina. I think they want him for that. This not being a division game, I think they give him another week to sit.
Listen, I think when it comes to Devonta Freeman, if he's active, you have to play him. You can't.
I don't think you have much better option. I mean, I don't think if in your flex, I mean, who are you putting in there?
Right, and I agree. And Cliff brought up the Tampa Bay guys. I do want to bring those up with waivers running tonight. Doug Martin's concussed. There's a good chance, given the concussion, he doesn't play on Sunday. So I think it's reasonable. Do you go out there and grab a Peyton Barber, a Jaquizz Rodgers, a Charles Sims? I know he's the PPR guy. Do you look in any direction in Tampa for your running back this week, Corey?
I'm thinking about sitting Kareem Hunt. I'm not picking up Jaquizz Rodgers.
You love Jaquizz Rodgers.
That was my guy earlier in the year. That's when I thought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense was going to be something.
Instead, it's terrible.
It's not.
No.
Yeah, I don't
Charles Sims, PPR guy. It's your guy.
It's if Jaquizz Rodgers, I really just don't want any part of this. I don't like this at all. I'm going to go elsewhere. I mean, hopefully maybe you scooped up a Rex Burkhead a couple of weeks ago, somebody like that, or you got a Jamal Williams. I'll run him out. You know, it's all, at this point, it all comes down to your roster construction. How did you build it? How much depth do you have left? Who did you acquire on the waiver wire? So hopefully you have better. I'll start Austin Eckler over anybody on the
Bucks.
On the Bucks.
Yeah.
844-843-6879. Let's hit up Joe in New York. Joe, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Joe, what up?
I gotta let Corey know. Corey, I agree with you, man. I went from being in a penthouse at the beginning of the season with Aaron Rodgers. Now I lost him, and now I'm fighting for my playoff life this coming week. And Kareem Hunt is killing me. I lost this past weekend by 3 points. And I'll tell you right now, I'm thinking about putting Kenyon Drake in and putting Hunt right on the bench.
Who are your wide receivers, Daddy? I mean, it's all Kareem Hunt that your team is falling apart on. I just love how everybody's blaming it all on Kareem Hunt. You got 9 other guys that
I think the proof is in the pudding. The Kareem Hunt teams are slowly slipping. Slowly, every week, they score less and less points to Kareem Hunt teams.
Okay, but I mean, Kareem Hunt, up until like that final push, the last week or two, you know, wasn't a first-round pick. So you got to have other guys on your team that were supposed to be anchoring
your
team.
You know what it is, Matt? I have A.J. Green. I got Le'Veon Bell, Devontae Parker, or, you know, problem is that I had great picks, but guys are not hitting on the same weeks. And then you, on top of that, with my quarterback, I mean, I'm over here streaming Andy Dalton, Eli Manning.
Well, look, you lost Aaron Rodgers. That was a major blow to your team. There's no doubt about that in whatever format you play. But, I mean, guys like Devontae Parker right now, without Cutler, Devontae Parker is meaningless right now. Sure. He's not there. He gets a point a game or something like that. So, I mean, him, you might have to look for a different option if Matt Moore's going to quarterback again. I mean, you got Le'Veon Bell, you got A.J. Green, they're both going Monday night, you're rolling those guys out. I'm telling you, play Kareem Hunt, the dude's going to put up 20 points this week.
Brad in Minnesota,
he's going to put up 20 points this
20
week.
20 points this
20
week.
20 points this week.
You give me some odds, let's go.
Points this week, is Andy Reid getting fired this week?
Is Andy Reid done as a coach? Andy Reid, the Chiefs are going to win at the Jets. Things are going to get corrected.
Put it on the board here.
Put it on the board.
Can you give me a whiteboard, please? I'm going to keep track of that. I'm going to keep track of all these statements this week. It's going to be a new segment here on the Roto Experts.
Drake.
I'm putting it on the board right now.
I got to look up the Drake thing because my man Joe said he was playing Drake. And Drake going to have a backfield himself this week, right?
No, he's going to have a backfield to himself.
Going to have a backfield to himself this week. Going up against Denver.
And
Denver's not what Denver was.
And how many rushing touchdowns do the Miami Dolphins get?
There you go. Kareem Hunt, 20 PPR points, according to Matt Modica. Let's go to Brad in Minnesota. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. Just want to say, first off, started out 8-0. Kareem Hunt was a big part of that. I lost the last 3 weeks basically because of frickin' your boy from Dallas, Dak Prescott.
All right, well, he should be on the bench now. You know what I'm saying? He should have been on the bench last week.
It's a super flex, okay, so he's my tough. Second quarterback.
Understood. That's now, tough right there.
I felt last week that Buffalo was going to win because Tyrod Taylor wanted to make a statement, so I played Tevin Coleman instead of Kareem Hunt.
Nice job.
Wow.
But there's no chance in hell that I'm sitting or that I'm playing Tevin Coleman or Devontae Freeman against the Vikings run defense this week. I got Kareem Hunt in my lineup with Kamara, and I'm gonna run with it, man. If I win this week, I lock up the first round bye. I'm tied. I'm playing the guy at the top spot. So.
Listen, you could have had it locked up already if it wasn't for Andy Reid and Kareem Hunt.
Now, but you wouldn't have been there without Kareem Hunt.
This is true, too.
We have to remember that. You got to remember the good times. You can't just remember the bad times.
But Matt, but this is elimination time. This is not. It's no 14. It's no 15. It's elimination time. I can't have Andy Reid have a brain fart and tear my fantasy season apart right now. What happened in October doesn't mean nothing right now.
But you're talking
that
about
was good
Austin
for jockeying.
Eckler
but now, but now
that.
We're down to one a single game elimination. I need the optimal lineup, and I don't know if Kareem Hunt goes in optimal lineups now.
I want to hear these lineups that they have better options than Kareem Hunt.
That one
at the Jets.
That one might have been. That one was really interesting. You know, benching both.
If Freeman is out, I would play Coleman this week.
So he's got Coleman. Who's the other guy he had?
He has Coleman. He has Freeman. He has Kamara.
Hunt and Kamara.
So okay, well, let's say Freeman's not playing. So he's got Coleman, Kamara, and Hunt. All three of those guys are in my lineup.
I agree.
You
got to
flex, right?
I'm playing
all three.
It's a super flex. He's playing a quarterback.
Okay, it's a super flex.
Yep.
I mean, but he said Dax is quarterback, right?
I think that was the super flex quarterback. Now I'm going to confuse you.
Now you get me confused. But hypothetically, if you have those three players, you have a flex position. If you're going to make Kareem Hunt your flex, I'm going to be more than happy to trust him as my flex.
In a super flex, you would start Kareem Hunt over Dak Prescott? Yeah.
I think I would. I mean,
Dak's Andy Dalton right now.
Dax, I mean, right now.
Is this game on Thursday in Washington or Dallas?
Dallas.
844-843-6879. We continue the telephone calls on the other side. We'll also get in a little bit more. Continue the conversation. We'll do it next. Roto Express, sponsored by DX Racer.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Make sure you check out the website. You find out how you can help save a life. You donate your bone marrow. That's all located at RotoExperts.com/DKMS. All of the information is there. You swab your cheeks. You send it in. They'll find you a match. You can actually save somebody's life that has blood cancer. So please check it out. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. At the bottom of the page, you scroll down. It gives you a link to participate in a DFS contest. You participate in the DFS contest, you wind up potentially going to the Super Bowl, if you win any of the first 16 weeks, you then qualify for week 17. You win week 17, you go to the Super Bowl on us. It's the rotoexperts.com/DKMS DFS contest. Please check it out at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Also, make sure you read all the great content over at rotoexperts.com and at sportsgrid.com. Another great place for information. We'll give back the phone lines in just a second, but I do want to ask a quick question of you, Matt Modica. Matt, if Greg Olsen plays this weekend, it looks like the x-ray was negative, it looks like he's every test they've had says he's fine, would you play him?
Personally, for me, I can't. I don't know if he can finish this game. Hopefully, hopefully he is all right. But I'm going to take the stance where I want to see him play a full game first, and then he can maybe go in my roster for the playoffs.
Corey?
I got to see him successfully make it through a game. I can't roll him out there this week. It's too much going on.
All right, so nobody's doing the Greg Olsen thing this week. Even though Devin Funchess stubbed his toe?
Devin Funchess is balling.
He's balling. He stubbed his toe. His toe hurts.
Andy Reid stubbed his brain.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, we're going to hit Corey Davis a little bit more than we did yesterday. I'm excited to hear Corey's take on that against the truther, Matt Modica. We'll see where that goes. We'll also get into Josh Gordon later this week as well, so look forward to that. A couple of other notes. Juju Smith-Schuster may not be back this week, which could be more Martavis Bryant. And Martellus.
How did that go? I didn't see the box score. I know people were...
Martavis?
Yeah, touchdown.
Touchdown.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Look, I was saying, he was a guy that's why you have a bench. I mean, people just get, I know we get all emotional with fantasy, and but you got to, I mean, talent, you can't just get rid of. You just can't get rid of. And players are going to get hurt. I know he fell out of favor, but the fact that Pittsburgh refused to trade him, and look, I think they handled it right. They put him in his place. They, made him whatever, third string. He was practicing with, the backups and everything. And he needed to learn a lesson.
And then they used him to his advantage when they needed him.
Exactly.
But I would be very careful starting this guy.
And look, it's the Steelers' offense. I agree. Look, he's not somebody.
And they're in Cincinnati Monday night.
Yes,
right?
it's in the jungle.
I don't love that. I don't love that for Martavis Bryant.
I mean, I don't love it, but I mean, Martavis Bryant can catch a 60-yard touchdown at any point.
Corey, who'd you rather start this week?
Done that this year.
Martavis Bryant or Cordarrelle Patterson?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, I'm going with Tibbs. I mean, Ben right now, I know it's road Ben coming up. Ben's been too hot. And look, he had what? Almost 9 points the week before against Tennessee. I forget what he finished Sunday night, but he got the touchdown. Ben's looking his way. Schuster's not there. I mean, if Schuster was there, I could understand it.
Sure.
But it's Ben, it's Bell, Brown. And there is enough for Martavis to
get. Le'Veon has 27 receptions on the season.
Okay, but let's look how he's come back.
Cordarrelle Patterson has 21. They're basically the same guy.
Okay, but look at the last 2 weeks. I mean, I like the Steelers' offense better than the Raiders' offense right now.
I think I'd go with Patterson as well, Corey, against the Giants. Cordarrelle Patterson would be the number one option.
You got Antonio Brown. You got Le'Veon Bell. Cordarrelle Patterson got this thing to himself right now. And in the last 2 weeks with the homies out there against New England, 4 for 45, against Denver, 3 for 72, the only thing missing is the touchdown that Martavis Bryant had this past week. I just don't think Martavis Bryant is going to go off this year.
I mean, we will wait and see. But I mean, the guy just put up a 15-point week. I know it was Green Bay, but there's no Juju Smith-Schuster.
Matt Modica just gave everybody the okay. That's what I want to make it very clear. He just gave everybody the okay. Okay. Never mind. 844-843-6879. Let's go to our girl Kelly in Tampa. What's up, Kels?
Good morning, Kels.
Kelly.
Ew.
What's going on?
Not much. So I want to weigh in on this Kareem Hunt thing, but then I also have a tight end question, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am, of course.
So I have Kareem Hunt in both of my leagues, and I benched him this morning. And in the one league I care the most about, I benched him in my flex for Marvin Jones Jr. because I couldn't get Marvin Jones Jr. in my lineup.
Yeah, I would bench him for Marvin Jones Jr.
And Marvin Jones has been playing great.
And I despise Marvin Jones Jr.
And look, he did it against All Roads Closed.
Yeah.
He's probably going to have Jimmy Smith this weekend.
Who can play too, but...
Definitely.
Oh, he's been great. He's had a great...
Balling, yeah.
He's one guy that's not getting enough credit. If you want to go that route, I mean, look. Who's your other two running backs, just out of curiosity?
and McCoy as my other two running backs.
Who and McCoy?
Kamara.
Oh, Kamara McCoy.
Nice.
MJJ. Kareem Hunt can be on. That's a situation. It's a top, a 10-team league. You can definitely bench Kareem Hunt.
I agree with that.
This is 10 or 12 team league, Kels.
It's a 10-team league.
Yeah. Harder to
and
do in a 12-team league.
Sending Keenan Allen.
Well, Kels' team is getting it done.
It's pretty good. What was the tight end question, Kels?
So I have Cameron Brate as my tight end, and I'm a little frustrated.
I disagree.
So I have Hooper, Thomas, Clay, and Croft on waivers that I'm really interested in. Which one would you think I should go with? In the PPR,
I mean, Clay has to be somewhat of an option. Croft's getting touchdowns.
He is.
The tight end is a position that, you know, Andy Dalton likes to throw to, especially in the end zone. I think I'd go Croft. Is Ricky Seals-Jones available in this league?
All right,
because I do like his. You have to get rid of Brate, though. I think any of these guys.
I agree.
Well, wait a minute. If Jameis starts, then I'm playing Brate.
That's a big if. I mean, Jameis hasn't played a game in a few weeks.
Jameis also has to finish, too. Listen, I love Ricky Seals-Jones. I'm going to try to pick Ricky Seals-Jones up myself. But Charles Clay's out there. I want to know
if he's. I'm curious to know. Look, the dude is getting all these targets.
He's going
to
be out
there.
The
one thing I will say about Ricky Seals-Jones is you have to look at who the quarterback is now. And the fact that the third-string quarterback is now starting, he was probably playing catch with Ricky Seals-Jones all year.
Absolutely.
He had Jermaine Gresham ahead of him and all that. So they have a rapport. I'm not saying, but, it would be Clay. It would be Croft. But, you know, I don't know what her priority, what her priority, waiver is or her fab. But Ricky Seals-Jones has to be somebody that, you know, you at least have.
Put the queue. Let's go to Grant in Canada. What's up, Grant?
What up, Grant?
Yo, what's going on, boys?
Chilling.
I got a question for you. I'm in the league where the first week of the playoffs is this week.
Ooh, all right.
It's weird. I'm in like six leagues. It's the only one. But I got a running back question. Adrian Peterson or Matt Forte? I heard you guys talking about Forte earlier. That's why I thought I should call in.
That's the one. I'm glad you did call in.
AP or Matt Forte?
I'm going with Adrian Peterson. Look, we talk about the guy that's going to get the carry. He even caught a couple passes this week. Is that going to happen again? I'm not sure. I know he's going to get any kind of goal line work. I know he's probably going to get at least 20 carries. And as we said with Matt Forte, what did he have, 29 snaps and Bilal Powell had 23, and the other guy had 18. I'm going with Adrian Peterson here.
I mean, Adrian, this is PPR standard.
It's PPR.
This is a PPR. Matt Forte versus Kansas City. I haven't checked the link yet. Excuse me. Matt Forte versus Kansas City. I got to go AP. And let me tell you something. If I'm telling you to play Adrian Peterson, then I must be really.
I mean, this is a sheer volume play.
That's all it is.
It's a sheer volume play.
I would go with Adrian Peterson also. And that exactly right. The sheer volume play. You said he caught a couple passes last week. You don't know if that continues. I think it does, right?
Yeah, because there's no.
With Andre Ellington gone, they used Kerwin Williams in the passing game a little bit. They used DJ Foster in the passing game a little bit. But the key words there were a little bit. Adrian Peterson is very much the guy in Arizona. Since he got there, he's been the primary ball carrier. He has been the bell cow running back for Arizona. I think there's no question here. You go with Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
One guy's the guy. Another guy's one of three. So I think you have to go with Adrian Peterson there.
You could hit that button.
That was easy.
There you go. Hold on, watch this.
That was easy.
Right in the microphone. A couple of other news and notes from yesterday.
That's an angle move right there. Putting that in the microphone.
I wanted to hear it.
Don't get offended. I'm just saying it's an angle move.
How can I not get offended?
Scott's my friend, Greg.
He's my friend too.
Yes, Greg. What the hell is wrong with you?
Jimmy Garoppolo is very well. Good start on Sunday for the Niners. That could be fun. We were talking about it yesterday with Carlos Hyde. Do you think that actually hurts Carlos Hyde's value because he's not going to dump it off as much?
I think Carlos Hyde's good. I think they want the proven veteran in that backfield with Jimmy G. And Why won't he dump it off? I think he's going to dump it off too. Carlos Hyde's got, I think, almost 50 receptions, probably like 49. I don't know the exact number. I believe he had 42 coming into the week. I think he had 7. So whatever it is, he's right around 50 receptions on the year. I don't think that's going away. Who are their receivers? Pierre Garçon is gone. This is, you know,
Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah, Goodwin's the only guy that I would think of flexing.
Sure.
On that team, if I had to.
Marquise Goodwin has actually been kind of good.
I think he got almost 12 points again this past week.
That's what he does every week.
But I think Carlos Hyde's going to be heavily involved here. It's at Chicago. He's, you know, the defense has played very well at home. He's going to have to dump passes off. You know, they don't want to see, they want this guy. He's got to get his feet wet. I mean, he's getting a franchise. You got to see what he has. So whether, what's his name, Beathart got hurt or whatever, it's good to see Jimmy Garoppolo
in. We take a break. When we come back, we'll welcome in the All-In Kid. I got a couple of guys I want to ask him about. We talked about the wide receivers to add, Cordarrelle Patterson, Zay Jones. I got to ask about a running back. And we're going to go to Seattle for it. I know, the whole Seattle running back thing again. Maybe Jake's interested. At least we're going to find out if he is. We'll do that and wrap up the Roto Expert sponsored by DX Racer and send me into the frenzy. Thanks.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Program here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy Executive Greg Sussman here with you right now. We also want to welcome in our good friend and the co-host of the Fantasy Football Frenzy, the All-In Kid, Jake Sue. What's going on, Jakey?
Not too much. What's going on there?
Not too much. And, you know, we're looking at the waiver wire. We talked about some of the wide receivers. We mentioned a couple of running backs. One running back I didn't mention was in Seattle. I know Corey and I have yelled and hollered and screamed about Seattle quite often here this year. And it's been because it's been a disaster, right? Like, Eddie Lacy stinks. And Thomas Rawls stinks. But in the small opportunity he got, Mike Davis, like, didn't look that terrible. If Mike Davis is out there, should you pick him up and throw him in your lineup this week?
I'm not throwing him in my lineup, but I'm grabbing him off the waiver wire. I actually put him in the waiver wire column that's up on the Roto Experts right now because Mike Davis, the fact is, I was one of the highest people on him in the draft when he came out. I was a little bit, obviously, too high. Adam is my fifth-rated running back that year because you see the explosiveness. You see the fact that they can cut between the holes and has his very elusive ability and some power to match. But the fact is, he hasn't been able to stay healthy his entire career, and we saw that rear its ugly head already. So if you're looking at somebody that could potentially take over the backfield, it's him. Thomas Rawls is toast. Eddie Lacy is toasty. McKissick is only in the passing game, so I would, but there's no way I'm putting him in my lineup.
Would you, speaking of staying in Seattle, so you're doing the whole Mike Davis thing, you're going to throw him on your bench. Would you also pick up Chris Carson and stash him? I know people are stashing Aaron Rodgers right now. People are stashing Josh Gordon for this particular week. Would you do the same with a guy like Chris Carson?
No, and that the only way I'm doing this is if I just have an IR spot for no reason that's just sitting out there. That'd be the only point, because if Chris Carson comes back and Mike Davis is healthy, now you got 5 running backs. It's just, it's a mess. I know that Carson looked good at times too, but we don't know what he's going to be like off his injury, and now you have all these options here. So it's a mess I want to avoid. Mike Davis is just the next one up that has the potential to take the backfield, but there's no guarantee he's going to, and there's no guarantee Carson's going to be able to when he comes back.
Would you rather have Mike Davis or one of the guys in Tampa Bay this weekend, given that Doug Martin's concussed?
I would actually go with Jaquizz Rodgers,
really?
Then Mike Davis, and then everybody else.
Why Jaquizz Rodgers over Charles Sims and Peyton Barber? Like, Barber's the touchdown guy, Sims is the pass-catching guy. Why Rodgers?
Yeah, but Peyton Barber doesn't see any action until they get inside the 10-yard line. He got 2 touchdowns. What was it? 7 touches? 8 touches? He's just not going to get the use. Jaquizz Rodgers is going to be the guy, as he has been in the past. He's going to get 15, maybe 20 touches, but probably around 15. He's going to have to do the work on his own, mostly between the 20s, and probably try to score on his own. But I'm going to take the touches over hoping that somebody gets a touchdown.
I guess so. I think I'd go with Mike Davis, though, Corey. I don't want these Tampa Bay dudes.
Nah,
I don't want none of them.
No, neither do I. But you said it this week specifically. Yes. Like if I'm starting one person this week, I trust Jaquizz Rodgers the most, and then Mike Davis, and then Peyton Barber and Charles Sims. But for this week specifically, if I don't need them to start, then it is Mike Davis.
Okay, when it comes to the wide receivers though, and needing to start, Michael Crabtree obviously suspended here this week. Would you start Cordarrelle Patterson?
I don't think I could go that far. I think you have to be pretty daggone desperate.
Corey's down for it. Corey has said he would start him over Jordy Nelson. He said he would start him over Martavis Bryant this week.
Start him over Danny Amendola too.
Oh, hell no.
Danny Amendola don't get no work, Jake. He's boom or bust.
Yeah, and so is Martavis Bryant, and so is Cordarrelle Patterson.
But Cordarrelle Patterson will be a one this week.
How do you Seth Roberts will be the one?
The architect.
Amari Cooper might be back, too.
You really think? I don't think Amari Cooper plays in this thing, man. I know what Jeff DeRuya said yesterday. I don't think he plays through this thing.
Here's your question. Why do you call Seth Roberts the architect?
That's a wrestling reference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
a wrestling reference. He's awesome. It's a nickname. Yeah. You should, whatever. Read Jake's column, too. Ricky Seals-Jones, Jake. You good? You down? RSJ?
You have to be. You can't ignore what's happened in two games with Gabbert and him together.
The fantasy football frenzy is up next. I leave. Jake takes my spot. And I'm back to the BFFs. For Matt and Corey, I'm Greg. How's it going, everybody? We'll see you. Bye-bye.